We have recording artist Max in studio as we continue to cover Cleveland in town. Sang the national anthem two nights ago during the All-Star game. Did a tremendous job, brother. How are the nerves?
The nerves for 2 weeks were getting me. Like, I was doing so many other shows, and then every time I think about the anthem, I'm like, oh, my God, that's going to happen very soon. But it was worth it. I mean, I bond with a lot of singers about it. I think it's the one song, whether you get nervous or anything else or not, you can't help but be just – freaking out about it, you know.
Yeah.
But you want to do your country proud.
So yeah, and you did it fantastic.
Thank
job.
You very
and, you,
much.
And you make it your own, right? Like you do your own spin.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Right.
How did
little
you,
bit.
When did you decide you're going to do that? I mean, was that a run on the? Or what? You know,
yeah.
How did you decide? Yep, that's my move.
Well, it's funny. I was just saying earlier that's you know, that's why it's the hardest song to sing, because when the highest notes you sing on an E, which is like the worst thing to sing on. You don't want to sing a high note on an E. You want to sing it on an ah or like an open vowel. That's why everybody, that note is so hard for everybody.
Oh,
it's just tough to execute.
Yeah, because when you do an E, when you make an E, like you're closing your mouth. You're making a very like tone, like your whole mouth is very closed, so you're not letting the sound out as much. It's harder to hit higher notes.
That's great. You get to enjoy Cleveland at all, or is it kind of in and out?
Took a little helicopter ride. It was cute. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
super
nice.
Fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, no, I love Cleveland, man. It's a great energy. You guys are massive Indians fans. All of your teams you love, and I appreciate that being from New York.
So this is a major accomplishment. You've done the anthem. What's up next? What are you doing now?
Gosh, well, I've got this song, Love Me Less. I've been just pushing it like crazy. It's been cute because I wrote it after my last song, Lights Down Low, which I wrote for my wife and I proposed to her with. And it's the evolution of that song. I had this ex who was not very happy with our breakup. And my wife is from England, and she threatened to get her deported. And I knew it was just out of her being upset and wanting to be back together. But I wrote the song, Love Me Less.
So obviously we host the show. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We used to date back in the day. You talk
about
exes.
Yeah.
2006, we used to date. So like that's kind of the premise where it's like, how are exes co-hosting a morning show, right?
So everybody's
like,
so cool.
I have never tried to have him deported anywhere.
Yeah, you'd like to.
I'd like to, but I have not.
Get out of here, Tim.
Who's your most famous friend?
I don't know who my most famous friend is. I will say this. Khalid and I don't know if he's my most famous friend, but one of my favorite things is that we both love puppies and hugs a lot. I always get very excited to give him hugs. And I have been putting it out into the universe that he, Brendan, Urien, and I would love to have a super group called Hugs and Pups that we give all the money. We do it. We give all the money to rescue shelters.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
We get some good hugs at the shows. So that's those are two friends of mine that I would really like to make that super group with.
Well, you did a great job, man. We love that you joined us. And you did Cleveland proud. You did yourself proud. You did a fantastic job, man. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you guys.